Right, it's 8:16. I don't know if we're having phone trouble, but Ricky Wilson is meant to be on the phone. Hello, Ricky.
Yeah, he's definitely not.
He's not there, is he? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
I'll play the Kaiser montage in bed and see if we can get him up by the end of it. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. We never play this well away from home. Every day I love you less and less. It's good to see you because I'm first. I'm good to riot. I'm good to riot. Morning, Ricky.
Morning.
Ah, there you are.
Okay,
just to remind you, we're live.
Yeah, I never swear anyway.
Well, no, you're not really a big swearer.
It's more the fines I don't want to deal with.
Where are you right now?
I've no idea. I'm looking out the bus window and there's fields, lots and lots of fields.
Why are you on a bus?
We've gone up to Scotland to get match fit for our big game on Saturday.
But this is like a pre-season warm-up then, is it?
A little bit like that, yeah. So we always forgotten how to play everything. But you we've got some new stuff to play as well, and we haven't learned that yet. So.
What, off the new album?
Off what possibly become a new album, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
How exciting.
Mm.
So where were you last night?
I was at home.
So why have you got on a bus? Why didn't you just...
Well, yeah, it's better to travel overnight, because then you don't sit awake on a bus all day. Yeah.
Yeah, but hang on, you're a massive band. Could you not fly in a sort of Kaiser Chiefs jet or something up
there? I think the places we're playing don't have airstrips.
Oh, fair enough.
Do you want to say where you're playing?
I don't know names or places.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
On the 19th, what day is it today?
Today, 19th.
Oh, the 19th, you're in Strathpeffer in the Spa Pavilion. You're there tomorrow. And then on the 21st, you're in the Curran Halls in Oban.
Oh, lovely.
Oban's lovely, actually.
Is it? I've
that's very pretty. You can get the ferry to Mull.
I hear the chief of police wants to take us out for dinner there. So I might be
fine. Nice.
Yeah. Our plumager said it will be a cross between the Wicker Man and Heartbeat. So I'm looking forward to it.
But I don't understand why you're on a bus. So did you get on the bus this morning?
No, I got on 11 last night. Well, half 11 last night. And then just been, you know, partying all night on a bus.
See, I think that's just a self-indulgence rock lifestyle, because you could have just jumped on a train this morning. You could have slept in your own bed, jumped on a train, right, and got there, rather than take a big, hefty tour bus.
You could have had a save a return to Strathpeffer from Leeds.
I pay Mike to sort all this kind of stuff out. I don't really even want to think about it, you know what I mean? And I'm sure you're the same question.
Is everybody else on the bus asleep?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, I'm in the back. I've got Whitey's coat on.
Have you?
It's cold, yeah.
You've not got a duvet?
I've got a duvet in my bunk, yeah.
Is it a bunk for one or a bunk for two?
A bunk for one. Oh. I think anything else is self-indulgent.
Well, fair enough. You don't want to push it.
No, exactly.
So, obviously we got you on because Saturday is the big homecoming gig at Elland Road in Leeds.
Yeah, very exciting. You excited?
I can't wait.
You're still coming now, right?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, good. How are you getting back down on Sunday?
I don't know. No, this is... I don't know.
There you go, tour bus. Bunk up.
There's only room for one.
Take the bus to Wembley.
Are there any spare bunks?
Well, we were having a discussion about this late into the night, about the spare bunk situation, and Peanut's bringing his dad. Nick's bringing his girlfriend. So, I'm not sure the spare bunks...
Now, listen, let me tell you, from my days of touring...
Yeah.
You can fit... Right, Nick will get his lass in the bunk with him.
Oh, no, they don't share.
Oh, okay. I'll share with her.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
I'll share with her or Nick. I'm not bothered.
Yeah. Or Peanut's dad.
I'll see you. I think we're leaving in the early hours of Sunday morning, so make sure you're here.
But we have, are we having a drink, a little drinky after the gig?
Of course we are.
Yeah, okay, good.
It'd be rude not to.
So the Alan Rowan gig is, it's, am I right in saying, is it Friendly Fires, is it?
Yeah, Friendly Fires, Young Knives, Kate Nash, The Enemy, and followed and finished off with The Ghost Juice.
Wow.
It'll be a good day.
It's going to be brilliant. And then down to, are you going to Wembley for the player finals?
Yeah, yeah.
See, it's very exciting.
We were saying before, Ricky, that this is almost like a perfect weekend. Well, both for Chris and for yourself, I would imagine.
It's it's going to be busy, but you know, it's going to be great.
Who's the biggest Leeds fan out of the band? I reckon it would be Whitey.
Whitey and Simon, I think. Whitey probably the biggest.
So they're just going to be one excitable mess for the whole weekend.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, it's it's such a big deal playing Ellen Road, your hometown stadium, because we never thought. I mean, we're excited. The TNC's reopening.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's going to be a Leeds Carling Academy, and then we always wanted to play that. We thought that was the biggest thing any band from Leeds could ever do, and then we were wrong. So that's good.
Oh, there you go. I've never played at the TNC, but I did used to occasionally go to Love Train or Top Banana at the weekend.
Love,
yeah,
very much about it.
Is that where you
saw Nick Kershaw? No, I saw Nick Kershaw at the Queen's Hall, but that's been knocked down now and there's a car park.
Right.
Brutus Gold's Love Train.
Yeah, that was very funny.
It was very good.
So you're doing Strathpeffer tonight and tomorrow, and then where's it? Oban. He was in Star Wars on the Wednesday night, and then Alan Road on Saturday night.
I know, it's a big step up from Oban. I'm not dissing Oban, but it's going to be good.
And what's the story that I've heard about the Paul McCartney thing?
Anfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play another week after supporting Paul McCartney.
So I love how Ricky's so tired that he's just like, yeah, we're playing. Yeah, we're playing. It's a Paul McCartney, yeah. It's like
a
stadium tour.
Well, you know, it's all pretty good, but I can't let myself get too excited because, you know, I'll be up all day.
Yeah, you can't get too excited.
All this, though, Ricky, pales into insignificance compared to the big exciting news about Friday, though, of this week.
I heard. Yeah. I mean, what a weekend.
What do you mean you've heard? It's your idea, partly.
Yeah, I know.
Because
it was supposed to be from my house, but yeah. I didn't like that idea that much.
We're going to do the show. We said to Ricky, hey, how about we do the show from your house? And he went, yeah, all right. We'll do that. That'll be good. And then it dawned on him that it might not be the most secret location with two massive BBC outside broadcast trucks stuck outside his house. So we've now decided to change it. And on Ricky's insistence, we're doing it from a pub.
Yay.
Nice.
So Friday morning, we're going to be in Leeds in a pub with the Kaiser Chiefs trickling in through the morning. You're in first, apparently.
I'm always the case, starting it.
Yeah, and we decided we're going to get you in for the whole show, so you'll be in from 6:30.
Really? I'll be in before that. I'll be with Nihal or whoever does it.
Yeah, whatever. Or maybe you'll be in about 8.
Yeah, probably.
And you're gonna do an acoustic track.
Yeah, we've got to learn that this week, you know.
Oh, well, you must have some acoustic tracks already done and in the bag.
On the first album, we had to go around the world doing acoustic songs, but then the second album, we kind of decided not to bother doing that.
So, you're gonna practice that this week?
We'll practice one, yeah.
Do you want to practice a new acoustic one?
Something we've recorded that's new?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the world's not ready for it yet.
Well, you think about it.
Think about it.
Because the only thing I've heard is, because Ricky's been working on an album, and occasionally we've been bumping into each other.
Well, the pub is around the corner.
Yeah, the pub's around the corner. The only thing I've been told is he's given me some lyrics, which he's very pleased about.
That sounds intriguing.
So I haven't heard the tune, but I've heard the lyrics.
Okay.
I can't remember this at all.
Yeah, there's one about, I don't know whether, I don't want to say anything, because I don't want to give anything away.
No, don't give anything away.
Okay, right.
I'll let you know on Friday if you can give anything away.
You wait till you hear Shaney Richie. That is
brilliant. Ah, that one.
Oh, you've ruined it for me.
I'm sorry. There's not many oohs in there now. We had a conversation. We had a conversation about that. If you're a fan of the oohs, then, you know, you've got something new coming. So, yeah, so Friday then, we're going to be in the pub in Leeds with the Kaiser Chiefs ahead of the big gig on the Saturday. And then all of us heading down to Wembley for the Leeds game, for the playoff finals with Donny. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a nice Yorkshire weekend up north and a Yorkshire weekend down south.
Perfect.
It's going to be brilliant. On Friday afternoon, we're opening a dentist as well. So that's going to be...
Are you really?
Yeah. Nick's sister-in-law's dental practice.
Will you be learning a new acoustic track for that?
Oh, we won't play an acoustic track for anyone.
Toothy, 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 toothy! Ah!
Yeah. Yeah. Say ah!
And that's why... And that's why you're the biggest presenter on radio. Right there.
Yeah, whatever. All right, well, are you... well, are you around... Hang on a sec. So, 19th, 20th, 21st. So, you're back Thursday...
Thursday morning we get back, yeah.
All right, so you're around Thursday evening?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's meet up Thursday evening.
Of course, yeah, that'll be good.
For a bit of dinner.
Then we'll see you with a bad head Friday morning.
Exactly.
Right, no, I won't. I'm very sensible.
A bit, yeah, and I've seen how sensible you are. And then Friday morning we'll have the show and it'll be great.
Lovely.
Okay, so where on the bus are you sitting now?
I'm in the back.
Okay.
I'm in the back lounge, otherwise known as Peanut's office.
Is anybody snoring on the bus?
No, no, they're all quite good at not snoring. Mm. It's not like you have to practice it or anything. No, no, everyone's being very quiet. I think they're all awake listening, to be honest.
Do you think they're awake?
I think they're awake.
Just say, is anybody awake?
Is anyone awake?
Brilliant.
No, no. No, no,
great. It's nice to see how excited they all get to wake up to hear the interview.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, maybe one day someone else will do an interview.
Okay, well, you know, now that I know that you're up, and we'll just constantly start ringing mobile phones and just annoying you for the next two hours.
No, I'm turning it off now.
All right, thanks.
Ricky, someone's just texted in with regard to the dental surgery, saying, will it be the Kaiser teeth?
Oh, very good.
Yeah?
And I've only just got your bit when you said, say,
ah. Great. Hey, but hey, give it a few hours, you'll start chuckling at just how funny this interview was.
It's a show that keeps on giving.
Go on, all right, you can go back to bed now.
Thanks very much indeed.
Enjoy the gigs tonight, that'll be great, that'll be cracking, little warm-up gigs.
No, it'll be good because it's little places, like 600, 500 and that.
It's proper Scottish Highlands as well.
Mm. Also, no one ever comes up here.
I know, so that A, they'll appreciate it, and B, it'll be very beautiful, it'll be nice scenery, and C, you'll have a good time, and D, if you're rubbish, no one will know, so that's great.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Ricky.
I'll see you later, Chris.
See you, man. Bye.
Bye.